حمد عباده الشاكرين الذاكرين، وأصلي وأسلم على سيدنا وحبيبنا مصطفانا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عدد خلقك ورضا نفسك وزنة عرشك ومداد كلماتك. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن شاء الله we'll carry on for the story of سيدنا موسى عليه السلام. And yesterday we stopped on
the river.
The river, inshallah. So the we have seen the scene.
Yes.
We witnessed the scene. We touched my heart, wallahi. The fact that a mother has been forced to throw her own baby boy on the water, and we trying to imagine how what that minute looks like. Of, you know, was it crying? Was it brain? Was it sad? What her heart looks like? And it will come afterwards, actually, when in Surah Al-Qasas, and Mawla Azza wa Jal will describe how his heart looks like. It will come and say, فَأَصْبَحَ فُؤَادُ أُمْ مُوسَى فَارِغًا. It means she has no feeling. You know when you come in a situation and you can't think anymore, and like your brain is frozen, and shall I go this way? Shall I go this way? What can I do? We'll come in that in Surah Al-Qasas, inshallah. But we will carry on, and we'll start from the minute she dropped them in the water, she made the basket, and again, we all know he comes back, yeah? We all know he comes back. But we have to forget this for a minute, because she doesn't know, does she? She gets the promise, she gets the revelation telling her, throw him in the river and inshallah he will come back to you. وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضَعِي فَإِذَا خِفْتِي عَلَيْهِ فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمْ وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي إِنَّا رَادُّوهُ إِلَيْكِ وَجَعِلُوهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. That was the promise of Al-Mawla Azza wa Jal to the Musa's mother. She believed in this, she threw him in the water, but because she's a mother, she's still a mother, she's still a human. Then immediately go to her daughter, Maryam. And now we're going to open Surah Qasas again. وَقَالَتْ لُأُخْتِهِ قُصِّي. She ran to her daughter and said, Maryam, go and look for the basket. Like she's a mother. And yes, I throw him, but I don't know what's going to happen. Maybe he's going to turn around. Maybe a big fish will eat him. Maybe there's a waterfall or something, and she have no idea. That's why she in Surah Al-Qasas say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, وَقَالَتْ لِأُخْتِهِ قُصِّيهِ فَبَصُرَتْ بِهِ عَنْ جُنُبٍ وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعَرُونَ. It means the girl, she's smart, Maryam, because the soldier could be watching. And also one more thing, if the soldier has been watching the mother throw a baby in the sea, what is he going to expect? He's dying. You know what I mean? So like they're going to leave. Okay, she threw him in the river, so he's never going to survive. But the girl, Maryam, keep watching. And she go. And by the way, the distance between Bani Israel and Pharaoh is like, you talk about 20 miles. It's not like something 2 or 3 meters. No, 20 miles or even more. Because this is this country or this village in Egypt, Sharia. It's not far. It's we know it. And the distance is absolutely big. So, Maryam, his Moses' sister, she keep watching, keep following, going between the trees. And I'm imagining her doing this now, going up for 2 hours, watching the basket. And the basket, like literally, like she like Musa in a boat, he's having a cruise. Honestly, it's like moving, and all of a sudden, go and park it right next to the palace, Pharaoh's palace. And that was a shock. She was watching in horror, like really? This is what, so what now? She immediately ran back to her mother and go back to Yukabi, to the mother, say, Mom, the basket actually landed and it stopped. It doesn't want to move anymore. He's landed on Pharaoh's palace. So what are we doing now? And here in Surah Al-Qasas again, فَأَصْبَحَ فُؤَادُ أُمُّ مُوسَى فَارِغًا. This is Surah Al-Qasas. It means her heart is became empty. Like, And she froze and she... like, إن كادت لتبدي به. She was going, she's just about to go and tell the people, this is my son. Please don't. You know, that's what the Quran said. فأصبح فؤاد أم موسى فارغا إن كادت لتبدي به لولا أن ربطنا على قلبها لتكون من المؤمنين. Read the surah, inshallah, today and go this, look at these meanings and it will make sense. And she's like, oh, what can I do? And she couldn't do anything. And Allah Azza wa Jal calm her down. Don't forget my promise. He will come back to you. But how? Like he's just went there. And after that, we follow with the Surah Al-Qasas. فَالْتَقَطَهُ آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ. What that mean? آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ means Pharaoh's family picked him up. This is in Surah Al-Qasas. But Subhanallah, you remember the equation when we told about equation, do what you have to do and then trust in Allah and then leave the rest to Allah, He will carry on. She did what she had to do and now is that Allah Azza wa Jal, He will carry on from there. And look at the timing. If it one, imagine one of the soldiers who actually saw the baby in the river, what are he going to do? He's going to kill him. He got an order, you know, they got an order. Any baby and is black, yeah, he's going to be dead. He's going to kill him and throw him in the river. No, but look at the timing. Pharaoh's wife. Anyone know her name? Sayyida Asiya, mashallah. This is the timing for Sayyida Asiya coming out or look from the balcony or coming out. The same minute the basket landed here and she looked at him. If it's Pharaoh himself, like he doesn't really care. He's going to kill him. If he's one of the soldiers, he's going to kill him. But it was her. She came, run down from the palace, go to the river, and she picked him up. And she had a girl, by the way. She never had a baby. She always wanted to have a boy. Subhanallah. She never had. She had just a little girl. And this is going to be Moses' sister soon. And she picked up the boy. And who is watching all this? Maryam, his sister. She watching all this happening. فَالْتَقَطَهُ آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ لِيَكُونَ لَهُمْ عَدُوًّا وَحَزَنًا. This is what Surah Al-Qasas said. آلَ فِرْعَوْنَ, they picked him up so he can be the enemy. And they took him. And then immediately, she got inside. As soon as the Pharaoh saw the baby, what did he say? Kill him. He won't take any chance. And then we carry on with the surah, say, لا تقتلوه, don't, please don't kill him. Who is stopping? Asya, Sayyida Asya. Please don't kill him. لا تقتلوه, عسى أن ينفعنا أو نتخذه ولدا. He could be benefit to us, or maybe we can adopt him. This is what the Sayyida Asya keep telling Pharaoh. Please don't. And as soon as she saw him, she loved him again. وألقيت عليك محبة مني, remember? As soon as she looked at him, she loved him. And she gave him a cuddle. And remember, he doesn't cry so far, yeah? How many hours he hasn't been breastfeeded? 3 hours? He's not crying yet. He's not. He's just lying down in a basket in silence. And even Sayyida Asya picked him up, he's still not crying. Who's watching? Maryam. She come back to her mother. Mom, our son, we keep trying to protect him. He's inside the palace. Allah knows what's going to happen to him now. And this is all in Surah Al-Qasas. And then as soon as you go, Pharaoh said, kill him right now. And she stood and she brought him and she cuddled him and said, no one going to touch him. You're not going to kill him. We're going to adopt him as our son. And Pharaoh, apparently the Egyptian woman this time was quite strong. Because if you go back to Surah Yusuf, you remember when Sayyida Zulaykha, when she asked the Prime Minister, Aziz Musa, put Yusuf in jail, even if he was innocent. What did he do? Say, okay, no problem. We're going to put him in jail. And again, when Asya told Pharaoh, we're not going to kill him, said, okay, no problem. We're not going to kill him. It's quite a strong character, I think, the Egyptian at this time, because he listened to her. He literally listened and said, okay, we're not going to kill him. And then a decision being made from Pharaoh. What was the decision? We're going to adopt the baby. The baby is going to be my son with adoption. And immediately, his name will become the Prince Musa. He's a prince now. Because he's Pharaoh's son. You know? And as soon as he issued that decision, the baby cried. He started to cry. He's hungry, right? He's hungry. He hasn't been fed for... How long would the baby stay with that food? Like 5 hours, maybe? I don't know. Like, he's just been... Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
2 hours.
2 hours. And he starts crying. What he want? Want to eat. He's going to eat. And he cried, cried, cried. And immediately Pharaoh sent all the soldiers, bring me every single woman in the village who can breastfeed the baby. And a queue from inside the door of the palace all the way till a queue to for the baby to breastfeed him. And come the ayah after that, وَحَرَّمْنَا عَلَيْهِ الْمَرَاضِعَ. It means it's been forbidden for him to breastfeed from any other woman. Remember now when you say, وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَى مُوسَى أَنْ أَرْضَعِيهِ, we send the revelation in Surah Al-Qasas in the beginning. We send the revelation to Umm Musa to breastfeed him first before to throw him in the water. Why? Because of this. Because he can smell her. He knows his mother. And that's why, if she didn't do that, it might not come back to her. Because he will, okay, the first mother or the first lady come to breastfeed him, he will have it, that's it. But he knows his mother. He can smell his mother. And every time the baby, a woman came in and tried to breastfeed him, no. It's like he's picking up his mother. Where is she? And in this second, the brave Maryam get into the palace. She get into between. She was 12, 14 years old, I think. And she managed to sneak in. And she get in and say, I know someone can feed him. Immediately. And then Pharaoh stand up and say, who are you? Said, I'm a girl from Bani Israel. And his face gets red. Like, what? Like a girl from Bani Israel, from that poor place, and come to my palace. How do you know him? Said no. She's smart, does she? Is she smart? She can't say I know him. Said, do you know him? She said no, I don't know him. Said, but how are you gonna help? Said, I know someone who's breastfeed for a long time, and not even kids ever refused her. So bring it immediately. And she ran to her mother. She go back to her mother. Say, come, mom, come. She's going to go back. Say, really? Say, yes, just come. She come back. She go to her mother. They both came. They get into the palace. As soon as she hold the baby. Imagine that minute. Allahu Akbar. Like, she literally threw him a few hours ago in the river. She has no idea where he's going to go. And then she go back to the palace now. And she's going to pick him up to breastfeed him. Allahu Akbar. And she holds the baby. And the baby, as soon as he hold the baby stopped crying. It's like he's motivating the situation, you know, like get me my mother quickly sort of thing, you know. As soon as she hold him, the baby stopped crying. And he's calm, and she breastfeed him. And you know, another decision from Pharaoh to the mother. We're going to hire you, and we're going to bear you to breastfeed our son. Look at subhanAllah. If none of this situation happened, she's going to feed him anyway. It's her son. Now she's going to get bathed. Now she's going to breastfeed him. And her son come back to her. SubhanAllah. She's going to feed him for free anyway. Now she's going to get bathed to breastfeed him. And he come back to her. And this is a promise of Allah Azza wa Jal to her. He will come back to you. إِنَّا رَادُّوهُ إِلَيْكِ وَجَعِلُوهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. And جَعَلُوهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ, who will be a prophet, is going to come later. Because she has, and she's going to witness this. Because this is Allah's promise. She won't die until she saw that promise, to see that promise. So the baby come back to her. Decision is being made. Prince Musa now is the prince of the palace. His sister, Maryam, she left. And is being bought a salary contract, take it this way, to his mother to come 3 times... You know, a day, morning, afternoon, and evening to breastfeed the baby. He can't go there because it's a mother. No one knows the mother. It's a lady who's been hired to breastfeed him, and then that's her job basically. Look again for Surah Al-Qasas. فَرَدَدْنَاهُ إِلَى أُمِّهِ قَيْ تَقَرُّ عَيْنُهَا وَلَا تَحْزَنُ وَلِتَعْلَمَ أَنَّ وَعْدَ اللَّهِ حَقٌّ. And this is the promise of Allah. And this is Surah Al-Qasas. Read in that aspect, right? Please read Surah Al-Qasas in that way, and you will see. You will know this meaning, and you will understand this meaning. فَرَدَدْنَاهُ لَأُمِّ He get back to his mother. She literally throw him 7 o'clock in the morning. He come back to her maybe 3, 4 o'clock afternoon. It's not that long at all. But of course, it was years to her. And she hold the baby, and she start to breastfeed the baby. And again, Musa has to go there. There's nowhere else in Egypt or in the world for Musa to go. Because if he grew up in Bani Israel, which has no education and no right and nothing, he would go anywhere. How are he going to lead Bani Israel? How is he going to be a prophet and he doesn't learn? How is he going to take them out of Egypt if he has no education? Where is the best place in Egypt to get educated? Is it in the palace? SubhanAllah. And who's going to pay for education? Pharaoh. SubhanAllah. He's going to pay for him to be learned. He's going to pay for him to grow up. So he can destroy his entire... Allahu Akbar, Wallahi, SubhanAllah, yani, SubhanAllah. وَهُمْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ And he has no idea. Pharaoh killed 1,000 kids looking after that one. He was going after that one. And that one, go to his palace for him to spend money on him. To grow up. And after that, to destroy his entire empire. SubhanAllah. SubhanAllah. And... just something came in my mind, actually. And it was a good question. Who named him Musa? Anybody knows? Question. £10, maybe. Who named Moses Musa?
Was it Asya? Mm-hmm.
Sorry?
Was it Asya?
Why? How? Yeah, maybe. I don't think it's the mother. Do you think it's his mother? Mm-hmm. No time, wasn't it? She is born, getting feeded. Hurry up. Zubda was coming, she had to throw him, you know. Okay, that was really interesting when I was reading about the name, SubhanAllah. And the name of Musa, alayhi salam, and probably you know now who named him. And when you go in the old Egyptian hieroglyphic, very old, 3,000 years ago, you will find the name is actually two names. Mo, Shay. That is the name of Musa alayhi salam. You know what Mo in the hieroglyphic language means? They picked up, they found. If you picked up something. And Shay is mean a big place full of water. So Mo Shay, it means they picked up from the water. Allahu Akbar. So who named him? Sayyidah Asya. And because she, there's no time for someone else to see. So because she found them in the water and she picked them from the water, she immediately named them Musa, the picked up from the water. Sallallahu alayhi wa nabiyyina wa sallam. So this is, I only know this last week. Allah subhanAllah. And it was make sense because his mother never had time to name him. The father is the same. So the mother is the one, she loved him and she's going to grow him up. And she's going to raise him up in the palace with his daughter, Sayyida Asya. And he's going to grow up and we're going to jump 12 years because this is the time he's going to be learning. And then and he will start to ask a question, who am I? And why my name is called Musa? And why my name is called the Bikta from water? Because he doesn't know, does he? You know, he will ask this question to Sayyida Asya. And the answers will come and he will go to Bani Israel. And he will go and he will know his mother. And he will ask his mother, why I've been thrown in the water? And all this will come follow, inshallah. I'm just going to finish today because of Isha, inshallah. And tomorrow we'll carry on with the story. أقول قولي هذا أستغفر الله لي ولكم إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.